Macmillan Audio presents Taken by Laura Lee. Read for you by Julia Duval. For love lost and love found, and all the memories in between. Reno's Chance. Prologue. It wasn't a party she wanted to go to, but Raven had promised her best friend Morgana that she would be there. Being there meant she would, of course, run into Reno. Reno, with the softest gray eyes she had ever seen, the most luscious buff body God had ever given a man. As she left the bathroom, her body washed, scrubbed, lotioned, and perfumed, she assured herself it wasn't for Reno. But she knew better. Her body knew better. She wanted to come up with an excuse to stay home, but she knew she wouldn't. It had been weeks since she had seen him, and she missed him. They were friends, she told herself. She was allowed to miss him. It didn't mean anything. Just because her heart hammered in her chest at the thought of seeing him, her breasts became swollen, her nipples hard and tight, it didn't mean anything, except he could turn her on. That was all it meant. She threw herself on the bed, turning on her back to stare at the ceiling overhead. It wasn't the ceiling she saw, though. She closed her eyes, and it was Reno she saw. His head lowering, his lips so full and sensual, taking hers. She was shocked at the moan that passed her lips, the heaviness that filled her body, the liquid warmth she could feel between her thighs. His hands were broad, calloused. How would they feel moving over her naked body, cupping her breasts as his fingers, then his tongue, rasped over her nipples? She licked her finger and thumb, moving it to her nipple, mimicking what she thought he would do, and had to bite her lip to keep from crying out at the pleasure.